This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Stressed over the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdel administers oath of office and secrecy to four newly appointed ministers. All four ministers assume office today itself. Communication Minister Jagadish Kharel decides to manage free Wi-Fi services in public places of 10 cities, including Kathmandu, across the country in the next 5 months. Narangarh Mughlin road section repeatedly blocked by falling rocks now open for two-way traffic. And super typhoon blowing by northern Philippines and Taiwan forces evacuations and closes. Now the news in detail. Four newly appointed ministers in the interim government led by Sushila Karki took oath of office and secrecy before President Ramchandra Pawdel amidst a special ceremony held at the office of the President Sheetal Niwas today. Anil Kumar Sinha was administered the oath of office and secrecy as Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies. He will also look after the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs and the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation. Similarly, Mahabir Pun became the Minister for Education, Science and Technology and Madan Kumar Pariyar, the Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development. Likewise, Jagadish Kharel, involved in broadcast journalism for over two decades, took the oath as the Minister for Communication and Information Technology. The President, on Prime Minister Karki's recommendation, appointed the new ministers. The interim government is tasked with holding House of Representatives elections on the 5th of March in 2026. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel assumed office today. The Communication Minister reached Simhadarwa to assume the office shortly after taking the oath. Minister Kharel decided to manage free Wi-Fi services in public places of 10 cities, including Kathmandu, across the country in the next 5 months. This marked his very first decision at the office. Meanwhile, soon after taking oath of office and secrecy at the office of President, Education Minister Mahabir Pun reached the Keshermahal based ministry and assumed the office. After assuming the office, the Education Minister signed a decision to form four advisory committees related to education, science and technology sector. According to the ministry, committees have been formed to advise on space, nuclear, biotechnology, IT and AI, and members will be finalized later. Meanwhile, assuming office at the ministry in Simhadarwar, Agriculture Minister Dr. Madan Prasad Pariyar proposed to form a coordinating committee to implement the agreement made earlier for research in potato and rice crops between Nepal and Korea. A coordination committee will be formed under the leadership of the ministry's secretary. Minister Pariyar pledged to take new initiatives in the agriculture sector. The Narangarh Mughlin road section, which had been blocked due to a landslide last Friday, has fully reopened from this evening. The road was obstructed following a landslide at Tuinkola around 6 p.m. last Friday. According to Naren Lamichani, chief of the Chitwan Division Road Office, the road had briefly opened for one-way traffic yesterday evening but was closed again during the night. Since this morning, the road was being operated one way, and from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. today, it was completely closed again to clear the debris. Although the road is now fully operational from 5:30 p.m. today, the District Administration Office has urged drivers and travelers to exercise caution as there is still a risk of further landslides. Devotees across Nepal gathered at major goddess temples including Bhadrakali, Guheshwari and Maiti Devi today to observe Ghatasthapana, the first day of the Dasain festival. The day began with the worship of goddess Shailaputri during the auspicious hour following Vedic rituals. As part of the tradition, maize and barley seeds were sown in jars filled with soil and cow dung to grow barley early shoots known as Jamara, which will be used on the 10th day of Dasain during the Tika ceremony. In Gorkha, the ritual was performed at 9:13 a.m. at the Dasain Ghar of Gorakhkali Temple, led by the main priest. According to tradition, Hindus nationwide sow barley seeds only after the ceremony is completed in Gorkha. The same Jamara sowing ritual also took place at the Manakamana Temple. Additionally, animal sacrifices begin at Kalika Temple as per tradition, marking the start of Pratipada. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14*15 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14*15 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ नि त
*14*15 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A three-vehicle collision near Bastipur, Hetavada 19 on the east-west highway injured 31 people today. The accident occurred when a bus heading to Birganj from Chitwan suffered a tire burst, lost control and collided with a truck which then hit an empty fuel tanker. All injured have been admitted to Hetavada Hospital and CMC Churahill Hospital. Police said two are in critical condition. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Thousands of residents were evacuated from northern Philippine villages on Monday as Super Typhoon Ragasa, one of the strongest storms of the year, approached the region, also prompting school and office closures across the archipelago and nearby Taiwan. According to the AP News Agency, the powerful typhoon was packing sustained winds up to 215 kilometers per hour and gusts reaching 265 kilometers per hour. The typhoon was last tracked east of Calayan Island, moving west at 20 kilometers per hour. According to forecasters, it is expected to pass near or strike the Babuyan Islands by midday or early afternoon. The Philippine Weather Bureau has warned of storm surges over 3 meters in low-lying coastal areas of Cagayan, Batanes, Ilocos Norte and Ilocos Sur. Power outages have hit Calayan Island and Apayao province, but no casualties or major damage have been reported. Locally, the typhoon is known as Nando. UK Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper has warned Israel not to annex parts of the West Bank in response to the UK's recognition of a Palestinian state. The move comes as France, along with Canada and Australia, is expected to follow suit. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu criticized the recognition, calling it a huge reward to terrorism and insisting a Palestinian state will not happen, as per BBC. At a new UN conference today, co-hosted by French President Macron and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, several European countries, including France, Belgium, Luxembourg, Andorra, San Marino, and Malta, are expected to formally recognize Palestine. Currently, over three-quarters of UN member states recognize Palestinian statehood. Notable exceptions include the US, Israel, Italy, and Germany. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kochi province along with the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of moderate rainfall at a few places of the Kochi province along with the hilly region of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places of Madhes province along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Powdal administers oath of office and secrecy to four newly appointed ministers. All four ministers assume office today itself. Communication Minister Jagadish Kharel decides to manage free Wi-Fi services in public places of 10 cities including Kathmandu across the country in the next 5 months. Narangarh Mughlin road section repeatedly blocked by falling rocks now open for two-way traffic. And super typhoon blowing by northern Philippines and Taiwan forces evacuations and closures. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.